I do have to mention that we have, talking about the hot dog book again, Man Bites Dog by Bruce Craig, we posted some of his recipes from the book. He said it was okay to do that. So we have a few of his recipes: Sonoran hot dogs, Korean barbecue flavored hot dogs with kimchi, and all-star chili dogs. Those recipes are all posted on my Facebook page at the Larry Mueller Show. Don't have to be on, I'll be a member of Facebook to get that. Just go and take a look and enjoy. Enjoy. We're not going, speaking about enjoying things, I've noticed that as I've driven to work the last couple of days, suddenly the traffic is down to a trickle compared to normal. And I think the reason is because a lot of people are on the road. They're in their tents, they're in their hotels, they're at the state parks, they're doing all kinds of things. What are you doing for this 4th of July weekend? Or what about some other summer getaways? What have you got in store for you or your family? I hope you'll join in with your questions and comments and suggestions as we talk with Mary Bergen. Mary has been with us many times, a Madison-based travel writer, and she specializes in Wisconsin and Midwest destinations. And she's the author of Hungry for Wisconsin, A Tasty Guide for Travelers, Sidetracked in Wisconsin, A Guide for Thoughtful Travelers, and most recently, Sidetracked in the Midwest, A Green Guide for Travelers. And you can find her website, you can find her information or writing on her website. It's www.roadstraveled.com. And so there you can find that. But I hope you'll join in. Let us know what your plans are. Or maybe you want to know, what can I do if I'm in this part of the state or that part of the state? Call us. 1-800-642-1234. 1-800-642-1234. Email at talk@wpr.org or go to my Facebook page at The Larry Mueller Show. You can post a question or comment there. And Mary Bergen, welcome back.
Thank you very much, Larry. This is the height of the summer, even though it's just begun.
Yeah,
this
it's 4th really,
of July time.
4th of July is, yeah.
Great time to think about travel, but yeah, Everybody's doing it, so.
Yeah, everybody's on the road.
Mm-hmm.
I think right now this is probably camping. I wonder if this would be the biggest week for camping in Wisconsin.
Maybe so, especially this year because it's not all so hot. It really is quite, you know,
pleasant
during the day in the 70s. After I'm finished here, I'm heading to Mineral Point with some friends for a couple of nights. And so technically, I'll be back home by the time the holiday is here. That's how I tend to like to do it, to avoid a little bit of the traffic and what have you. But I've been to Mineral Point plenty of times, but I've never spent a night there. So I look forward to this.
And I
will mention this because going with friends, sometimes it can be more expensive than necessary with accommodations.
Yeah.
In this case, we will be staying at a house called the Cloney House. It's a part of the Sheikh Greg Alley properties, and it's a house that has, I think it's three bedrooms, but a bunch of twin beds, which is good for friends who are traveling,
sure,
who want their own. It's almost like a little retreat house, so I look forward to that. And then just kicking around and spending some nice quality time in a beautiful area that's also relatively peaceful.
Relatively peaceful and kind of really cool for a little bit of shopping, if you want. And
artsy. Mm-hmm.
Artsy kind of shopping and some nice little restaurants, too.
Right. I've been away a lot more than I've been at home during the last couple of months.
You have?
Just for various reasons. Some personal, a lot work-related. This is a time for me when the weather's good to get out and do research with whatever. A couple of travel writer organizations I belong to also have their meetings during this time of year. So I feel like I've been to a lot of places. Earlier this week, I was in Clark County near Willard, between Marshfield and Eau Claire. And I was checking out a place called Sunset Pines Resort. It is a little under the radar, but it caught my attention because the gentleman who designed it is a quadriplegic. And so there are three cottages. One's actually a renovated house, but everything's handicapped accessible. And when you those of us who have not needed to think too deeply about that think, oh, wider doorways and handlebars, in the fixtures in the bathroom, whatever. But this goes beyond that, and I was real impressed by it. Think about kitchen counters being, everything's to the, puts the person with a disability first, especially if they're in a wheelchair.
So lower.
Kitchen counters lower, beds lower, beds open underneath so that if you need to bring some type of lift to get into bed, you can do it. I have gotten to know a lot of places in my work, especially in the last 10 years with travel writing, and this really impressed me as going above and beyond. It's on acreage that used to be, what is it, like 80 acres, part farmland, part forested area. It has hiking paths that are wide enough and sturdy enough to accommodate wheelchairs or even a vehicle in case a person is being driven.
So
think about how many of us in our families might have someone with a physical limitation that makes it difficult to go on vacation. This was really something, I thought.
So that's Sunset Pines Resort.
Sunset Pines Resort, yeah. And it's really under the radar. I'm writing about it for my column this week, and we'll have it on my website in a couple of weeks.
Mary Bergen, our guest today, travel writer, specializes in Wisconsin and the Midwest, talking about places to go getaways. Fourth of July weekend here. What's your getaway for Fourth of July? Are you staying home? Are there other summer getaways that you have planned? I hope you'll join in at 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234. Give us a call with your suggestions, questions, or comments. Well, let's talk about the long weekend here. We had a long weekend. What are some family destinations in other family destinations in Wisconsin that you kind of like?
Okay, family-oriented. Oh, you know, I think Appleton is good. I think Appleton is good because of the Timber Rattlers. For people who like baseball, but perhaps want something a little different than our Brewers games in Milwaukee, this is the minor league team for the Brewers. And I went to a game relatively recently, and it's a big party. Everybody, it was like a Star Wars themed day for one thing. It was a weekend after or early evening. I don't know how early people got there. I thought I was going to be getting there way too early, but people were in their little Star Wars costumes, a lot of the kids, and posing with people in adults in costumes, who I imagine were hired by the facility to, bring some festivities. There was a silent auction. There was music playing. It was a big party. People were tailgating. I had not been to, well, actually, I take that back. I had been to a game there once before, but this was really festive.
The Appleton Timber Rattlers.
Yeah.
Why not?
Why not? Something different.
I tell you what, all the Northwest League teams are a lot of fun. The Madison Mallards.
Yes, our Mallards, too, sure.
Are a lot of fun. And really, in the scheme of things, you can afford to take a family
right
there. You know, I mean, it's not something you probably do every night of the week, but compared to a Brewers game, let's say, and I'm not knocking the Brewers because I love to go to the Brewers games, too.
Right.
But if you've got a family of four or five, and, you know, you want to save a couple dollars.
Yeah, this is an option to consider.
What is more American
than baseball?
On the 4th of July weekend than attending a baseball game.
Right, and since you just had my buddy Bruce Craig talking about hot dogs, here you go. What a pairing. And he wanted to know my favorite hot dog, and I will put in a vote for Old Wisconsin's Natural Casing Wieners.
Oh, they're
made
good.
In Sheboygan.
Yeah, they're pretty.
Add a little chili sauce, that's pretty good.
And, you know, we just plugged the Northwest League, but, you know, I want to also plug, we'll get the baseball completely out of the way here. The home talent leagues.
Oh, uh-huh.
Cottage Grove, Sun Prairie, towns like that, Stoughton, Deerfield have baseball teams and leagues. And I'm telling you, Cottage Grove had always had a wonderful team. And I spent many Sunday afternoons in Cottage Grove watching the guys. The guys play, the firemen.
There's something about summer in baseball. Now, you mentioned firemen, and I have a soft spot for firemen's picnics.
Yeah.
Throughout Wisconsin, especially on and near my childhood turf of Sheboygan County, Greenbush. That one has already passed, but others are coming up. These are big fundraisers for these volunteer departments, and they're pretty cool.
And you should attend them. We're talking today with Mary Bergen, travel writer, about things to do, summer getaways, either this coming 4th of July. I'm sure you have your plans already, but maybe not. We'll talk about what to do this weekend or the weekends beyond through the summer. And she'll be with us right up until 12:30. News next, though, here on the Ideas Network. Coming up at 1 o'clock today, Kathleen Dunn is in her new time slot. So if you've been looking, wondering where she is, well, she's at 1 o'clock now here on the Ideas Network. And she's going to be talking about the protests going on in Egypt at 1 and what measures the Egyptian military is ready to take to support the public. That's Kathleen Dunn at 1 o'clock. Right now, we're talking about 4th of July weekend and other summer getaway weekends. With Mary Bergen, Madison-based travel writer, specializes in Wisconsin and Midwest destinations. And her writing can be found at www.roadstraveled.com, roadstraveled.com. You may have some big plans coming up for the summer. I'm sure you already have your 4th of July plans. Maybe not, but probably. But you have some time coming up and you're not sure where to go? I think Mary can help there. If you have a fun Wisconsin or upper Midwest destination for families, we'd love to hear about it. You have a romantic getaway destination that you can share? A lot of us would appreciate knowing about that as well. Give us a call, 1-800-642-1234. Email us at talk@wpr.org or go to my Facebook page at The Larry Mueller Show. Post a question or a comment there. And Joe in Chippewa Falls has been waiting a long time here, so let's get Joe on. Joe, thank you for calling. Hi.
Hey, Larry. I've got a perfect family getaway at the end of July. That's the last weekend of July. Perfect for family, kids. It's in the little town of Glenwood City. We've got a little fair, Renaissance fair, going on there. It's hidden in a beautiful little valley. And the best thing about it is economical. And it's only $5 to get in.
Wow. Glenwood City, which is near Chippewa Falls, right?
Well, not actually. It's about an hour from Chippewa Falls. Just a couple of farmers that have some land and they open it up, and then we volunteer to put this all together, you know, just to have a nice little quaint, you know, place for kids to go to and family. There's plenty of music and instruments playing and knights fighting and royalty and just a good place for kids and family to get away for a weekend at a very inexpensive price.
Inexpensive is right. $5. It's not going to get much cheaper than that, is it, Mary?
No, that sounds great. It's the first I've heard of it. I'm glad to know about it. I'm wondering if people do people dress up in costume? It sounds like they do.
Oh yes, they do. I'm actually part of the Royal Court, and I do the armored fighting. And I would go into my Scottish accent, but then most people wouldn't understand
you.
But people want to look it up. It's we call it Ren in the Glen. Ren in the Glen, because it rhymes.
Mm-hmm.
And we're on Facebook, and I basically just look it up on the internet. We're plenty of ways to get holes. Directions. It's only 8 miles north of 94.
Perfect. We'll see if we can get that up on our Facebook page too. We'll try it. We'll give it a shot and see if we can get it up. I'm sure we will. Judith will take care of it. Joe, thank you. Appreciate the call. So that's the end of July, Glenwood City, a new Renaissance fair.
It makes me think of the Renaissance fair that happens near Kenosha, Bristol.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been a while since I visited, but sometimes you can't tell the paid performers from the people who are visiting because everybody tends to get into it, and the accents and the jousting and the... just the good humor is a lot of fun.
Pat in Green Bay. Hello. Thank you for calling.
Hello, Larry and guest.
Hello.
I need some help, maybe a suggestion. My son just got a job up in Duluth. He moved to Duluth, of all places. So, Superior, Duluth. We're going up there this weekend for a first visit. It's kind of foreign to me. I haven't been up there very much, and maybe should we discover Bayfield while we're up there? Any ideas of that area, what to do? The 4th of July weekend.
Well, you're within an hour of Bayfield, probably a little less than an hour.
But about hour sounds about right, yeah. And I think that's a real rich and interesting area for vacationing, just, you know, to get to know the area. Duluth itself is a beauty. Because of the waterfront and the ability to watch freighters coming in under the lift bridge, which is the kind of the icon for the city. I think there's even information printed out every day about when to expect what freighters coming in. The harbor area itself is full of wonderful shops and restaurants.
I like restaurants.
Yeah, you're going to find some great restaurants there.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, go.
All I was going to say is that at some point you might even want to go a little further to Grand Marais, Minnesota, also on the Superior Coast. It's lovely. Mm-hmm. It's relatively remote. There are a lot of special things in that area, and Ely, Minnesota.
Uh-huh.
ELY, North American Bear Center, International Wolf Center. These are wonderful attractions. And there's a folk school in Grand Marais that will, if it's of interest to you, teach you how to do all kinds of old-time arts and crafts, like building a birch bark canoe or a solar oven. It's a real special area.
Real special area. And Duluth is a really pretty.
It is a really pretty city.
Really,
yeah, I'm thinking about
a
garden that's also right on the water. Just a beautiful rose garden. You're going to love it, I bet.
Yeah, and I tell you what, thanks for calling in. And listen, because James from Duluth, Minnesota is up next.
Oh, there we go.
Okay, thank you.
All right, stay listening. Let's go to James in Duluth. Hi, James.
How you doing this morning?
Great.
So, I just wanted to comment on the sea caves in Cornucopia are really nice to see. They're reasonably cheap, and everyone should see them once at least.
Oh, that is
a good idea, and I don't think either of us, Larry, meant to bypass Bayfield and say no, go to Duluth, because of course Bayfield and Cornucopia, I think people tend to concentrate on Bayfield when they are in that part of our state of Wisconsin, but Cornucopia, just a little bit further up the coast, is a lot of fun too.
Yeah, nice.
You bet. It's really nice to see.
Mm-hmm.
It really is. Well, what about Duluth for you, James? What would be a highlight for anybody wanting to visit Duluth in your opinion?
Well, Duluth has a number of areas. I like getting out and seeing the odds and ends parts of the town, that type of thing. It also has, you know, the museums and that type of thing downtown if you want to tour the ore boat and that type of thing. But I like getting out and seeing the odds and ends of the side thing.
Yeah. Well, thanks a lot for calling.
I'm thinking about Superior right next door to Duluth, of course, and about how it has this very unusual and special accordion museum, a world of accordions. It's one of the few places where you can get an accordion repaired, learn how to repair accordions, and then just, I mean, really, some of these instruments are quite expensive, and
yeah.
If you're into music, it's a good place to go.
Very good place to go. Let's take some more calls here. By the way, you can join in, too, if you have a question or comment or maybe an experience to share. What's coming up that in your area or one of your favorite places that you'd like to talk about? Give us a call at 1-800-642-1234. Facebook comment from Kimberly. Loon Days in Mercer is the first Wednesday of August. Loon calling at noon. And then... there are 300 craft vendors, there's bands, food, a great time for the entire family to come to Mercer. Don't miss it. From Kimberly says, do not miss Loon Days in Mercer, the first Wednesday of August. All right. I'd love to hear that loon calling, how that sounds.
Yeah. I mean, I've never heard humans do it, so.
Yeah, I've heard the loons, but I want to hear what the people sound like.
Uh-huh.
All right, let's go to John in Eau Claire. Hi, John.
Hi there.
And what's on your mind?
Well, talking about camping, I've taken my wife and kids all over the state, and we found our favorite place is on County Highway B, just out of Shell Lake, called Red Barn Campground.
Red Barn?
Yeah, if you do a Google search on Red Barn in Shell Lake, Wisconsin, you'll find it. The owners are Lee and Dottie Swan. Incredibly friendly people. It's really family-oriented. And the best part, it was a working farm, but he turned the barn into like a game room, rec room. And every Saturday morning, he harnesses up all of his animals, his sheep and goats and alpacas and all the things. And he lets each kid take the animals and parade them through the campground and then brush them. And they take turns switching, so each kid gets to walk each animal. It's right across the road from Shell Lake, so there's swimming, and it's really good for kids because the speed limit's very slow. They enforce that really well. No one's speeding around. Really quiet. A wonderful place.
I love it. So, and give me the name once more.
Red Barn Campground.
Red Barn Campground. So,
I've not been there, but that sounds wonderful.
Yeah,
I have
okay.
been to Shell Lake, and there is a beautiful beach there.
And that's always so crowded in the summer. It's all right to go there, but the beach across from Red Barn is a little bit out of town, so there's never any people there, really, so it's not crowded. And they also have disc golf and some mini golf, a lot of different things for the kids. I did want to say, for people going to Duluth, I've camped in Jay Cook State Park several times. They have regular sites and also some hike-to sites that are way back in the woods that are really pretty.
Mm.
Perfect. Thank you very much, John. Appreciate it. And we've got some more comments coming in on Duluth now. Duluth's getting a lot of publicity here today. Let's go to Michael in Danbury. Hi, Mike.
Hi. I live in Danbury, but I work in Duluth. And I was just going to say, before you go to Jay Cook, they really got hammered 2 years ago with a blowdown of trees. So not all of it's functional. So you call them and find out ahead of time. But what I wanted to add to the story of Duluth is there's a wonderful Duluth City website, and they have everything from the entertainment to the hotels, and you can get plugged into it, and they'll send it to you every three days. But it has all the stuff that's going in and around Duluth, and it's an excellent, excellent site. And, for example, the tall ships are coming in July, I think it's the 24th to 25th, something like that, and they'll give you all the details, where do you go, the boat tours. And for the people, you know, we talk about Ashland and Bayfield. There's the Lake Superior tour, and you go from Duluth all the way up to Cornucopia and all the way down through, and it's all along the Lake Superior shore. And of course, it's on the north side too. So that whole area is just loaded with stuff for the campers, the kayakers, for the people who like art and pottery. It's just a marvelous region. Just really wonderful.
I agree with you, Michael. Thank you very much for calling. It is just one of the really beautiful places of our state. Stephen Durand has more, I believe. Hi, Steve.
Hi, how's it going today?
Great, thank you for calling.
Well, I appreciate that. I was just going to say a couple of things. One is, you know, the first time I ever went up to Duluth was at night. And if a person goes to Duluth and doesn't see the lights at night with the city on the hill, they're missing a tremendous thing. And I was also going to say, you know, one of the great things about Duluth coming up is the tall ships.
Yeah.
They'll be coming up in July here, I think the 24th through the 27th. And they're bringing in more ships. They've done that every year. And go up there and take some great photographs and have a great time with their festival up that way. And then one last thing is, I don't know if you've been down to Prairie du Chien, but what a great little city down there. They have a medical museum down there that is absolutely fascinating. Go back to the old dental things and read some of the old books about how the doctors did their stuff, and it's a pretty fascinating thing.
Very cool. Thanks, Steve. Boy, we're learning all
kinds of stuff. That museum, it makes me think of, it's not a museum, but Prairie du Chien, I think that also is where Pete's Hamburgers is. A little hamburger stand on my list of places to go to because it has been in operation more than 100 years. It's not open very often, but it's on my list.
It's on the list. Scott in Windsor. Hi, Scott.
Hi. Hey. I just wanted to put in a plug for the Token Creek July 4th celebration. It's on this Thursday. Token Creek, it's the 31st annual celebration. It's the home of the biggest little parade in the world and of the Heine Run, a backwards uphill race that's divided into categories. And the whole event is staged by the Token Creek Lions Club and co-hosted by the Token Creek Watershed Association, and it's a fundraiser for both organizations. It's a fun day. There's a Vets Remembrance Ceremony that's at 10, then the Heine Runs from 11 to 12:30. There's a Kids Decorated Vehicle Contest, presentation of colors, and the Circle of Freedom. It'll make you cry.
Mm.
And then the parade, and then a street dance to follow. So if you're in the area, Madison, Sun Prairie, we encourage you to come out. It's quintessential Americana.
Heine Run.
The Heine Run.
Oh, I love it. Thank you, Scott. 4th of July at Token Creek. Why not?
Yeah.
Why not? Marilyn in Washburn might say something else, though. Marilyn, hi.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good.
A-okay.
I'm listening to two of my favorite people, Mary Bergen and Larry, so
oh, yeah.
I'm doing really good today.
Oh.
I'd hate to take people away from the Heine Run. But I did hear about the Token Creek place just being awesome, wonderful fun. But if you are on anywhere near Bayfield, the all-time favorite thing for me is to not take my car, drive to Bayfield, find a parking spot, and no later catch that 9 o'clock or 9:30 ferry and take a chair and get over for the most campy, fun 4th of July parade that you will ever see. You'll see pirates. You'll see deer tick. And then they have trophies. And my favorite is there are these competing Great Beer Pyrenees dogs versus the Wiener dogs. And sometimes the Pyrenees win, most of the time the Wiener dogs. And then the Wiener dogs, they got an entire Vienna sausage choir to make sure they won. So you get trophies at the end for your, for their floats. And at the very end, there's these guys who float, they just fly out these wrapped around, aluminum wrapped around hot dogs. So you can get maybe a free hot dog, and if you lose, you just go up to Grandpa Tony's and get some pizza. And then you spend the day, and one morning, for everyone who does come here, because everybody just makes the jaunt to get here, Bayfield is a little tiny bit under construction, but there are parking places, and it's going to be much, much, much more beautiful next year, but it's still beautiful. And catching that ferry and getting over to Madeline and spending the day on Madeline Island, 4th of July, is just heaven.
Oh, Marilyn. Yeah. It sounds wonderful.
Yeah.
I love hearing about that. I think about how many of our communities have reduced the 4th of July celebration to nightly fireworks. And yeah. you know, for whatever reason, a lot of these events require a lot of volunteer effort, I'm sure. Somebody's got to organize things, and people are so busy, the kind of event you've described becomes more special with the passage of time.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, have a good go on the 4th, everybody.
Thank
yeah,
you, Marilyn. You as well. Bye-bye. Appreciate it very much. Oh, yeah.
So now I'm thinking about parades, and I'm thinking about the Rutabaga Festival Parade in Cumberland. I think it's in early August. I thought we were going to be too late for it when we showed up a half hour late, but it went on for, I don't know, maybe 3 hours. Maybe I'm a little exaggerating, but not too much. There were the princesses from all the other little town festivals within a several dozen mile radius. It was, again, pure Americana and real special.
Cumberland, Wisconsin. You know, I Cumberland was one of the communities I used, studied as part of my doctorate, my PhD research. Hmm. Cumberland, Barron, and Neillsville were three communities that we did some research in. I have a real special fondness for Cumberland. It's a very interesting little town.
Mm-hmm. It was hard to find a rutabaga, though.
It was.
Because it's part of the agricultural history, but not so much anymore.
Yeah, they don't have quite the number of rutabagas.
Yeah, yeah.
And rutabagas are good.
Supply and demand, though, you know, you're probably in the minority in terms of making them a part of your diet.
I'm telling you, I love rutabaga, and I hope I'm, well, I must be in a minority.
I don't mind it either, especially in one of the little meat pies, Cornish meat pies. I think that's a key ingredient for them to be made the traditional way, and it's a good root vegetable.
Very, very good. Well, I tell you what, so you're doing, so you're going to be home for 4th of July?
Pretty much home, yeah. But one other place, is there time to mention a couple of other places? Because two other places on my mind are Marquette, Michigan. I went there recently and was pleasantly surprised at the wealth of things to do there, especially if you are, not that I'm an extreme sports person, but for people who love mountain biking, you know, the fishing and what have you, this is a wonderful destination. Three little microbreweries, each very different. Good dining, a lot of independent spirit there. The other place is, because I'm just off of my 40th high school class reunion, Plymouth, Wisconsin. I hadn't really spent an overnight there for a long time. And especially if there's a little festival going on, as there was last weekend, coming up there's a jazz crawl in August. Beautiful. You know, I stayed at an Irish guest house right downtown, the 52 Stafford. I had a book signing at the Depot, which serves wonderful German food. It's a city of murals, about 20 murals that explain the history. Lots to do.
Mary, thank you.
You're welcome.
Appreciate it very much. Mary Bergen, our guest today. Go to her website, roadstraveled.com, to learn more. Scott Craven joins me tomorrow to talk about the wonderful world of Wisconsin wildlife. Isn't that going to be fun? That'll be good to see Scott again. Scott Craven tomorrow. In the meantime, I thank you very much for listening, and please stay with us. Lots more in store here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.